The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Yo, 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 what is going on, people? Welcome to Throwdown, episode 559. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and tonight I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
Sup, Chico, how's it going?
Carlos Romero.
Yo, yo, yo.
Richard Bailey Jr.
What's up, everybody?
And Brian Manjoma.
So I guess that the port isn't even coming until 2030 now.
Yeah, right? Fuck. I'm telling you, man, at this rate, Brian, it's going to be a PS6 launch game. Oh, man. So a couple of things. I legit don't know where Chris, Brett, and Adam are. None of them told me anything. Adam's probably at the TV terminal. Chris is probably going to show up later, because usually if he's not going to be on, he'll let us know. So he's just probably going to show up later. And Brett, you know, we call him Brett of the Wild, bro. You know?
Yep.
So that's that.
I mean, we may have to give him another. Oh, wait.
See, what I just say, you know, whenever Chris does not say he's not going to be on, he will be on. It's just, you know, when he shows up. How you doing, Chris?
Oh, doing good. Thank you.
Just doing the intros, you know. But yeah, good stuff. Sorry, all right. Full disclosure, I had the show notes ready by like 12 today. I can't talk about it too much, but I did go attend a Metroid Prime 4 event. I could talk about it on November 14th. So that's after the next Throwdown. So if you got any questions, ask me for the next, not this Sunday show, the next Sunday show. I can't say anything more about that. But I had the show notes ready. Everything was good. I come home. I can't call this a bomb because you knew this show was coming. So not, this is now the main topic. GTA 6 has been delayed again. Oh man. So let's read this. Apparently, who the fuck is that? Oh, it's Paris. Paris, leave me alone. I'm doing the podcast.
Kill me.
So, like, it's apparently, like, it was just a rumor from Mr. Jason Schreier. So when I got home, I saw a message from the homie Jeffrey, like, yo, Jason Schreier saying this shit is delayed, right? But when I open up Twitter, first thing I see is from Rockstar themselves. So this ain't no rumor, you know? All right, so I'll read this. This is mad short. Hi, everyone. Grand Theft Auto 6 will now release on Thursday, November 19th. 2026. We are sorry for adding additional time to what we realize has been a long wait, but these extra months will allow us to finish the game with the level of polish you have come to expect and deserve. Okay, that's nice. We want to thank you again for your patience and support. While the wait is a little longer than a fucking year, we are incredibly excited for players to experience the sprawling state of Leonida and a return to modern day Vice City. Sincerely, Rockstar Games. Saw this shit coming. Every major Grand Theft Auto game since like 4 has been delayed at least twice. This is a second delay, so we're on track, you know? So here's the question I have, because, you know, we don't exactly know why. They claim it's because they're putting more polish on it, and which they probably are. But this is the question I kind of want to throw to you guys. Do you think the game is being delayed to avoid crunch? Because remember, they've been accused of that, and we're going to get to a similar story in a little bit. So, Chris, you know, you being the former Rockstar employee here, what are your thoughts on the delay, and do you think it might be them trying to, like, not, you know, try to avoid crunch, trying to make sure that Jason Schreier doesn't write a hit piece on them?
The former Rockstar, but the current Rockstar.
Yeah.
It's possible that this is due to reducing hours and pacing things slower, because it's probably a huge game and there's a lot of pieces, there's a lot of people who would be losing sleep right now, but they're not doing that anymore. There's also the timing of this, because when I was there, the last delay happened before for GTA 5 when it was supposed to launch in March 2013, and it was literally, I think, a week before launch, and they decided to delay it till September 2013, right? And so that was like a last-minute call. They delayed the game. This is like way out. We're way out from March, and they pushed it to all the way to November. So over a year out now from now.
Yeah. Wasn't it May, I think, originally?
Oh, May. Yeah, May. So it was that, yeah. You're right. And I remember being there, and there was a lot of hate. There was a lot of people flipping out because it was so close to when it was supposed to launch that they pushed it to September. So now it was supposed to be March 2026. Now it's November. It's funny they gave it a hard date. I'm like, is there a point to giving it a hard date in the future?
Well, no point. They gave it a hard date on May 26th. Look what happened. That's right. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, there's no point giving a hard date if this is going to happen. It's probably a combination of crunch and some other factors. I don't know if there's a I'll say this. I don't know if there's a talent gap there that things are going wrong, and so development is taking longer than it should or that it used to, right?
Yeah.
So that could be one thing, and the crunch thing is another thing. I think they're maybe giving these guys a lot of leeway, a lot of pacing. And of course, there's also pressure from Take-Two. So there's probably feature creep going on where it's like, oh, online's got to have this, and online's got to have this, and we're gonna, you know.
I didn't think about that. That's a good point. You know,
yeah.
Add this, so add that, add this. Fuck.
Yeah.
That's crazy. So Carlos, I got two questions for you. One.
Oh.
Yeah. Two. You know, yeah. Listen, I gotta keep you on your toes, motherfucker. You know. All right. So So the first question is, do you think? How do you think game developers will react to this like new release date? And then two, are you taking a vacation during this time? Because we got to figure this out. Because now that you know this game's coming, maybe you could like work around that shit, you know?
Well, and what was the date again?
November, hold on, November, oh, what the fuck, now I don't even have it. I think it was 19th on a Thursday.
Yeah, I think it's 19th.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I will say this. November is... October, November timeframe is a prime spot for a Carlos holiday. case in point, this upcoming weekend, I'm leaving. So yeah, it's the likelihood is pretty high. What was the first question again?
Do you think game developers will now like shift their schedules around? You know, because originally the show was supposed to drop in May. So do you think, because remember, look what happened this year. No games dropped in November. So do you think we're going to see like a gap in May? Like, you know, I don't, who knows, man?
Yeah. Yes. The answer is yes. This is the most highly anticipated game of all time. I don't think that's hyperbole. That's
a fact.
Going back to what Chris said, all those factors could definitely take into account to why the game is being delayed. Personally, I feel like they're just under immense pressure because this has to hit. Because if this game does not hit, obviously it's going to sell a lot.
Yeah.
But if it doesn't hit as well as GTA 5, that cash cow is just going to start slowly dwindling. And here's another thing that I'm going to mention. I don't think it's going to be delayed any even further. It might for a couple of months, but I don't think so. And the reason why I don't think so is because
they've never delayed three times before.
Well, that could be.
I'm just going to right to it. They never delayed three times before. That would be new.
That, you know. It could be a possibility, but I have another theory.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, I'll borrow Tony's tinfoil bandana for this.
Is it a bandana now? Because it was a headband, but if you want to make it a bandana, that's cool too.
But, you know, they're interchangeable.
Well, you know, you're fucking Mexican. It has to be a bandana. You know?
I'm appropriating.
That's it.
Here's the thing. 2026 November. Let's say that's the release date of GTA 6. It's going to sell millions upon and millions of copies.
And millions.
And millions. And what's going to happen a year from then? The next generation console is going to come out.
Oh, shit. That's a good point. Oh, no. Remaster.
So the double dippers. And
guilty
as charged over here. Mm-hmm. So here's Rockstar. I'm pretty sure is obviously they want to release the best game possible. I hope so. But also they want to make sure that they release it within a window where enough people buy it in one console before the next generation comes out, And then they're able to advertise it to the next generation console. Oh, look, it's got all these updates. Mm-hmm. It looks even better. It's got the textures. It's got that 8K. It looks even better. It's the butter edition. And that's why I don't think it'll be delayed even further, because they definitely are in a prime position to get a huge double dip of sales within for this game, multiple consoles. And yeah, that's my theory, and I'll stick to it.
There you go. Now, Rich, you know, I heard that you were like very upset about this. Like, you were inconsolable when you heard this news. So how are you taking these things right now?
That's definitely a rumor that I can confirm is not true. No. Just like you, Tony, like everybody on this podcast, we knew this was going to get delayed. I called Cap when I heard May 26th because I'm like, there's no way. Take-Two Interactive, who was also responsible for the 2K games as well, they have a couple of games that I already know, based off of how they release games, are going to be out throughout the year. They have the NBA 2K, the WWE 2K game coming out next year, the yearly releases. All this stuff happens. And then, of course, they also have that Ken Levine game that So they have a lot of stuff that's coming out next year. So it would make sense that they need something for a big fall release. It makes sense for GTA to come out around that time. However, I will make one comment. Carlos said he does not believe that date will move. I think that Carlos is correct. However, I will say this. Until you told me it was on a Thursday, I don't recall a game releasing on a Thursday. Normally, they release on a Friday or a Tuesday. So when I heard that, I'm like, all right, now I am curious to see if they actually hit that.
Yeah.
But one last thing I do want to mention. I know you guys already mentioned about that they could have been delayed because of crunch. Wasn't there also reports about there being layoffs at Rockstar recently?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we're going to get to that in a bit. Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So I think that is connected to this. And I also understand that there may be certain things happening at Rockstar with certain employees. I don't know all those details. I just have been seeing that people are starting to talk about some things. So they obviously can't say too much about what's happening, but clearly there's some stuff happening behind the scenes that also contributed to this delay, I think. And I think eventually maybe we'll get some answers. But overall, yeah, I don't have a problem with it getting delayed because I wasn't expecting it to come out anyway until the fall of next year. So, but we'll see if they actually make that date.
Yeah. No, the timing is very interesting, the whole protest and then this delay. But we'll get to that in a bit. I want to read something that Barry Burton says here. I think he might be using the tinfoil bandana as well, you know. My theory is the game is complete for 10th gen consoles, and the delay is to scale it back to work on 9th gen consoles. Now, that's a conspiracy theory, and I like it. You know, pretty interesting. What's up, Manny?
That sounds like a full-fledged tinfoil hat.
I think it might be a full one, yeah. You know what? Yeah, you've been upgraded. That's full hat right there. No cap. Brian, what are your thoughts, bro?
I just take real big issue with the statement that they made about them taking this time to bring it up to the quality that we expect. And I'm just having flashbacks of GTA 5 on launch date how bad that was. And then the GTA Online on launch date, which I think it didn't work for like the first 3-4 days. It just was constant connection problems. So if that's the quality to expect, I don't know. But then again, that was probably 20 years ago. So things have changed since then. But yeah, you know what? Take as much time as you need to. Like, we've all waited this long. I'm sure we can wait. We can all wait a bit longer. And I'm just very surprised at how specific the date is. Like, it's not like, oh yeah, we're coming like fall 2026. You know, it's like, oh no, it's Thursday, this date, this month, this hour of this year. It's like, why so specific?
Yeah.
You know?
They were very specific with the last one too, May 26, 2026. So yeah, it's like,
wait, so specific?
Yeah, no, this time they threw a day in that bitch, you know? My question is, are people going to take Friday off, Brian? This game does drop that day.
I'm certain they will. I'm certain that there'll be a bunch of people just weirdly sick that day. Fucking, well, maybe like next week.
There you go. You know, Brett and I have our tinfoil hat theory that if this game bombs, it's going to fuck up video game industry. But now I'm thinking, because it could, if it costs $100 and the game's not up to snuff and doesn't sell, it could fuck things up. But now I have a new theory that, or potential theory. Grand Theft Auto is going to cause the economy to crash because everybody's going to, the whole country is going to take Friday off. No one's doing shit. Nothing gets done. The Dow Jones plunges. We're all fucked. And then the only thing we can do, Carlos, the only thing we can do since we ain't got jobs is to play Grand Theft Auto 6.
There it is. Shark cards. There you That's go. The real currency. That's what runs the world.
It's crazy, man. So, yeah, you know, again, none of this shit is surprising. But, yeah, I do want to get to this next story because we already kind of hinted at it. Protests out. I'm reading this off of IGN. Fired Rockstar Games staff have protested outside the UK offices of parent company Take-Two and developer Rockstar North, denying accusations of leaking company secrets and calling for the reinstatement. So basically, some employees were let go. Then Rockstar came out to say that it was because they were leaking shit, you know? So, and then, you know, they're denying that. And then there's protests. Great. Hey, what's going on, Brett?
What's up?
You know what? Before we get too deeper into the story, since you just got here, what do you think of the fact that GTA 6 got delayed again?
I'm not surprised. I mean, I anticipate probably at least one or two more delays before it would come out.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the consensus with the podcast. Like, yep. Saw this shit coming, you know? But yeah. So anyway, moving on. So yeah, there's been some like, protests happening at Rockstar. I don't know how this is going to work. Like, I don't even know if these people are unionized. Chris, I don't know if you've been looking into this. Cause I'm kind of just seeing this now.
Yeah. I don't think there's no developers union. Here or there for that matter. So I don't think the guys in Scotland or just none here in San Diego or New York. So I guess that's why they just got kicked out.
Yeah, so this is what it says here. Last week, the Grand Theft Auto 6 studio reportedly fired between 30 and 40 employees in a move that the IWGB, I'm not familiar with that, claimed was blatant and ruthless union busting. So we do have a union. I don't know. At the time, Rockstar parent company Take-Two issued a statement insisting that the firings were for, quote, gross misconduct and for no other reason, end quote. And then it says, according to Bloomberg, the fired workers were all UK and Canadian employees who were also part of a private trade union chat group on Discord and were either union members themselves or trying to organize a union within Rockstar. The IWGB claimed the staff were fired explicitly due to union activities. A new Bloomberg report carried a fresh statement from Take-Two in which the company insisted that the fired staff had leaked company. Oh, so we talked about that. So, yeah, I guess they did have a union.
Or trying to establish
trying
something.
They
were trying to establish a union of some sort. Yeah.
It's both, yeah. Interesting stuff, but I don't know what this is going to lead to, you know?
Yeah.
A union jack?
A union jack. There you go. Yeah, so yeah, you know, we'll stay on top of the story, but we had to bring it up because obviously it ties in with the whole Grand Theft Auto. Again, I'm wondering if there's any kind of if it's a coincidence or I don't know. It may be unrelated. I'm not sure. You know,
Variety. I checked the Variety story. It was a coalition.
The coalition.
Variety says apparently it has no impact to GTA 6.
Yeah,
but. I mean, maybe that's a statement from Take-Two, and who knows?
Yeah.
But apparently, that's what they're saying.
I mean, based off of what I just read, I'm like, it sounds like it's not related, but who knows, man? You know, we always put shit together. All right, well, so what's up, Manny?
So this happened. This one happened before the delay, right?
Oh yeah, yeah.
So now I'm going to be putting on a tinfoil
hat. Uh-oh.
So. They just got rid of a bunch of people that are unhappy and probably are wanting to establish a union.
Yeah.
And, you know, and one of the things that Rockstar has been accused of in multiple occasions confirmed because Chris actually worked for Rockstar, mandatory crunch. So what if this situation was an answer to that situation where a bunch of people are pissed off about the amount of hours that they're working on this game?
That's not a bad theory.
Yeah, I like it.
It's possible. They apparently advocating last year for they were protesting the shift to a 3-day mandatory in-office work week, and the IWGB was representing a lot of the employees. I guess this is a new thing. It says it was formed in 2021.
Yeah.
So up until then, they didn't have a union. So I guess a lot of them signed up for this. But here's the thing. It doesn't matter if you have a union or not. If you're sharing company secrets and you're breaking your NDA and mm-hmm. any classified info for the company, that's termination immediately. The union can't protect mm-hmm. you. And if mm-hmm. they have proof of that, if they were on Discord with private documents, financial information, any of that, that's it. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's interesting. All right, we'll see. All right, speaking about delays... this also got announced right before the show. Marvel 1943, Rise of Hydra, has been delayed again with no new date announced.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. So, Rich, we were talking about this before the show, so if you want to share those thoughts again.
Oh, yeah. So I'm not surprised with this announcement because I believe the last time we saw this game, it was a cinematic trailer.
Yeah.
And then we didn't hear nothing about this game for months. So I'm not surprised. The thing is that judging by the games that are coming out in the first quarter of 2026, it's a pretty stacked quarter. March in particular, you know, because obviously right before that you have Resident Evil, but then March you're talking about Crimson Desert. You're talking about the Mouse game, which also got delayed to March. You're talking about Soros. And, of course, that 007 game, all of those games are coming out in March by itself. So what I believe their statement was is that it's delayed out of the first half of 2026. So this game, maybe it will come out in the spring. I'm thinking more so this is probably going to be a summer game, like around the summertime, towards the end of the summer. But I will say this, whatever they do, as well as other developers, they're not releasing in the fall now because they don't want to be anywhere near Grand Theft Auto.
I was just about to say, they're not dropping in November. I'll tell you that. They're going to avoid that shit like the plague, you know?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. So this is going to sound like a silly question, but I actually am being sincere. Is anybody on the podcast, were you actually anticipating this game? Were you excited about it? I sure wasn't.
It looked interesting. Honest,
I wasn't.
What about you, Manny?
It looked interesting.
Oh, there you go.
It looked interesting to me. I wanted to see. What, I mean, it's an Amy Hennig game, so I wanted to see what they do with it. So,
oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my problem is they didn't show a game. We got a cutscene. Anybody could put that out. Like,
yeah, they were only demoing a bunch of tech, and that's the only thing. Like, we don't know. We, you know, hey, look, we got a bunch of actors. You sort of know. So we'll see. But I'm mildly interested to see what it's all about. If it's Amy doing it, all right, let's see what that looks like. You know, that's a, you know, Captain America, Black Panther game. You know, I don't, not the biggest fans of those characters, but I'm willing to see what it is.
By the way, Manny, they announced it in your favorite way of announcing a delay.
Mm-hmm. They did it like CD Projekt Red, right?
Yep. Wall of text.
yeah, an image of some text.
Yep. Love it. Yeah, it's like, it CD looks like Project, a background of some kind of jungle and the logo of the game.
CD Projekt Red needs to keep to you know, since they influence everybody, apparently, they need to do some other way of announcing things.
Yeah, right. Maybe they got to start a new trend.
We regret to inform you.
Yeah. All right, man, let's move on. Now, this was originally our main topic here, but now it's like one of the... It's still on the A side, though. By the way, for you guys who... Actually, I don't even think a lot of guys on the panel know this, but when I do, like, the show notes, I actually do consider, like, there's the A side, then there's the B side. Right now, we're still on the A side. You know, we'll flip the tape over a little bit. We'll go to B side, you know, because I want to, you know, stack all the good stuff in up front. But anyway, the PlayStation Portal is actually going to become useful. Cloud streaming officially arrives on PlayStation Portal today with new support for digital PS5 games in your library. So I'm reading this off the PlayStation blog.
Finally.
Yeah, because again, this was the thing. Like, because if you take this thing out, it's a brick. It doesn't do anything, you know, because you can only stream from your console, You know, you can like mm-hmm. just play your, you know, your like if you're was to subscribe to whatever tier of PlayStation that gives you access to all the old stuff, you were asked out. So now it's actually giving you access to this shit. So it does make it a little better. I'm still not that excited about it. But Carlos, I want to hear your thoughts because I know you like this thing and I'm not being hyperbolic. You actually enjoy the system, like the way it's designed.
I had to step away and I got in like damn, 10 son. Seconds before you started mentioning my name. My bad.
All right. No, I was just talking about how PlayStation Portal has cloud gaming now. And it, basically I was just saying like you actually legitimately enjoy the system. Like I'm not pulling a Richard Bailey here. I'm being honest. Like you actually enjoy the system. So would this make you more like, does this excite you? Like, oh shit, I could just play my library wherever, you know, if you're subscribed to a PlayStation tier, obviously, you know,
that's the whole thing. I mean, I don't want to subscribe anymore to PlayStation Plus. You know, Manny and I have been going through thick and thin through wars for years and years, grizzled veterans of the
trying to cancel that shit and being and not being able to. What the
you hell? Failed?
No joke. Just to let the fans know, like we for me when I my renewal notice, the PlayStation only sends one renewal notice. It's like, hey, your PlayStation subscription is going to be renewed for the year, and guess when I got that?
No.
Christmas Day.
Fuck.
So I didn't see that. It got renewed like sometime in late December, early January, something like that. And yeah. So not that big of a fan, especially, you know, cloud. I don't know, man. I just don't know if PlayStation is up to snuff. Even I think, you know, Microsoft and Game Pass is probably the best it gets. I've tried that and it's pretty good. But I don't know. But I will say this and I will, you know, give PlayStation some props, but they did it right when it came to the ergonomics of a handheld.
Oh yeah,
that's exactly how I want all my handhelds to be. That the only issue I have with it is the thumbsticks.
Yeah,
the thumbsticks are too freaking small. They're for baby hands. That's ridiculous. And Microsoft, when they did the partnership with Asus and the ROG Ally, that's why I was intrigued about that too. It's like it has the ergonomics of a controller.
Yeah,
so it can feel like you're playing with a controller. It doesn't feel like you're playing with a handheld. It feels more comfortable. It feels more, you know, something that you've been used to for decades. And yeah, so I always give it props for that. And you know, I played some Death Stranding 2 on that, and it looks great even through the remote play. But no, I can't say that the cloud stuff I'm too excited about, honest.
Yeah. The other thing that's interesting me about this story is our friend Jess Corden, not happy about this. listen to this headline. And he's actually also referencing a story we're about to talk about after this. So the headline is PlayStation forced Microsoft to give up Xbox exclusives. Now it wants to destroy Xbox at cloud gaming and Xbox Play Anywhere cross by as well. Damn, son, that's a hell of a headline. So the sub headline here is, PlayStation's new stream your own game feature has over 1,000 titles, utterly destroying Xbox cloud gaming stream your own game feature, although it is limited to a specific piece of hardware. This is coming from a diehard Xbox guy saying this, like a guy who will write an article on a Sunday to defend his favorite brand. Like he's saying this shit, you know, he's hurt. Shout out to Jez, but you know, he's hurt. The first sentence of his story, Xbox has fully capitulated to PlayStation. Damn.
Wow.
So yeah. Do you think that, like, I don't know. Cause it's like, okay, maybe it does have more games than like Xbox Game Pass, but it's tied to a specific system, you know? So I don't know how much impact that's going to make. I know the Portal has quote unquote been successful, whatever that means, but well, I don't think it's going to do that much of a dent, you know? Go ahead.
Well, I mean, we've been seeing rumors around, you know, going around that the next PlayStation might release a complimentary handheld version of it. So they might be prepping for that more than anything.
It could be, yeah. I wonder if we should just sneak in the other one, because basically... yeah, this is from this is from Insider Gaming, but it's not from Tom Henderson. Basically, a PS5 and PC cross-buy option has been discovered and verified. This is real, you know. So, but my question is, because remember, we heard that rumor, and it's a rumor, that there was apparently going to be like a PlayStation PC desktop app. If that rumor is true, then this makes sense, you know? Because, like, what are you going to cross by with? Your Steam games? I doubt it, you know? Like, PlayStation wants to keep you in their ecosystem, I would think. So it's like they would have to have their own launcher on PC. So if you, like, buy one game, it crosses over with the PlayStation one, if it's available, you know?
PlayStation, but, yeah. Play Anywhere?
PlayStation Play Anywhere, you know?
PPA.
But no, but yeah, this thing's legit. I'm reading this off a tweet here. New symbols will be added soon, but here are some new features for PlayStation. A kind of echo mode, I don't know what that means. PS5 PC games, quote-unquote, cross-buy. And cross-buy is a big button there. So curious to see where this is going to go, you know? But basically going back to the previous article, yeah, Jess is not happy about both of these because he feels both of these efforts are undermining Xbox. And I'm like, isn't that called competition?
Undermining Xbox? Xbox has already stopped playing the game, so whatever.
Yeah, exactly. They undermine themselves. Yeah, right. You know? So I'll read these two paragraphs because he wrote a long, I'm not reading this whole thing. It's crazy long. Halo, Xbox has fully capitulated to PlayStation. Halo itself will appear on PlayStation consoles this year, with Sony offering virtually zero reciprocity for its own games. In essence, PlayStation's ecosystem will have more to play. Will have more to play than Xbox's own ecosystem. But Xbox has lots of exclusive platform level features that helps it stay unique. PC, Xbox, cross-buy with Xbox Play Anywhere, an industry-leading Xbox cloud gaming platform, and an undeniably expensive Xbox Game Pass Ultimate subscription service featuring all first-party games on day one, including Call of Duty. So they're basically saying it's like now they're nipping at that as well, you know? Okay, I don't see the problem here, you know? But kind of interesting, man. I can't imagine what it's like to be an Xbox fan right now, to be honest. But, you know, and I'm assuming...
I think most people can.
Yeah, right. Shit. Brett, I want to get your thoughts on this. Does this matter to you at all? I don't know if he's around. Oh, there he is.
Yeah, it takes me a minute to get back there. I don't want to keep dogs barking in the background.
Yeah, by the way, I was going to say that too. Shout out to Brett's dog. I like the dog, man. It's good stuff.
This right here has been kind of my reaction to the whole thing. It's like, oh no, Xbox is capitulating and that PlayStation is going to have more games and that might drive Microsoft to eventually just produce games and leave PlayStation as a monopoly to just run the gaming console industry. I'm like, yeah, no shit. This is what we've been saying for years. Like, it's, he wants to draw you a map.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, again, because I'm kind of failing to see what the big deal is here. Like, obviously Jez is going through it, big Xbox guy, but I'm like, is this really a big deal? Like, it's cool that the system is actually more functional now, but I guess maybe to me it's not a big deal because I don't care about the PlayStation Portal, you know, or cloud streaming in general.
Yeah, cloud streaming, has anybody had a great experience with it? Because, I would not play a Souls game on any cloud streaming service I have played so far. And, like, I think for me that's the line in the sand, like... And I know that's a high bar. I know that's like, okay, so you got to have like Twitch reflexes. Yes. And I need a game that runs on a cloud network that does not have just a millisecond of delay, because it just fucks with you, man. Like, there are some games where you just cannot play them without downloading them to a local system. It just, and even then, like, you need SSD nowadays. Like, you couldn't play a game on an old school hard drive. Because the information, like, you're just trying to pull too much information too fast.
Yeah. I mean, you know, again, I've reviewed a few of these cloud-based services. They're fine, but I have, like, I'm just going to admit it. I have bomb-ass internet, so it's going to be good. But at the same time, I'm like, I would rather just play this locally. Because even with good internet,
like,
Good?
Enough to play Cuphead? Like, your connection is good enough to play Cuphead?
Probably. My connection is pretty dope. But regardless, Brett, you know, there's a point I was going to make. There's still going to be a delay anyway, and I don't want to deal with that. You know, I don't want – if I could eliminate it, I'm doing it. I don't care, you know? So I wouldn't do it. Like, listen, even if there is not that much delay, there is still delay. That's just a fact. I mean, you got a delay just with a regular game. If you're, even if you're using like a wireless controller, there's still delay there.
Yeah.
And if you have a shitty TV, you're going to get delay. Yeah, that's exactly the point I was going to make. It all stacks up. Why would you want to add one more thing to it, you know? Even if it's 1 millisecond, like, no, I'm good, you know? But again, I'm not really a cloud streaming guy. I'm not an advocate for that stuff. But, you know, and I want to see the numbers for this shit. Like, how big is cloud gaming right now, you know? Maybe we'll have to look that up for the next show. Anyway, does anybody else have any thoughts on this? I'm going to take that as a no. More, go ahead, Brian.
More on the cloud streaming stuff. I actually have done some streaming on cloud games. I actually played like 95% of Monster Hunter Rise on xCloud through my Steam Deck. Da-da-da-da. Plug. And yes, there is a noticeable delay, but after a while you do get used to it. It's still very weird. I'm not gonna lie. So I think in theory you can adapt to it, but it's not great. Now, having said that, seeing what PlayStation are doing with this, I think it's just a bit, there's just too many caveats with this. So first is that you need to be like the PlayStation, not essentials, but the one after that.
Yeah.
No.
Let me look.
Whatever the non-bottom one is, because I know that they have like three tiers. Like it's one's three, like basic. Is it essentials, extra, and premium? I think it is.
It's called PlayStation Plus Premium. That's, you need to be in that tier.
Okay.
But I don't know which tier that is. I'll have to look it up. Let me look this shit up. Again, because I'm only subscribed to the low-end one, so I have no idea what the other ones are called. So let me look this up. Keep talking, Brian, while I look this shit up.
Yeah, so that's like the first thing that I noticed. And then the next one is that it's only select games as well. So it's not even all games that are available. So it's kind of like a caveat on a caveat. So you'll be lucky if the game that you actually want to play is there. And it's just more frustrating than anything else. And it's just the fact that this device is effectively, like, if you don't have a subscription to PSN Plus, or if you don't have a PS5, then the device is useless. Yeah. And it's just kind of like, that's just weird state to be in.
So check this out, Brian. So the low-end tier is PlayStation Plus Essential. Then the one after that is PS Plus Extra. And then the one we're talking about is PS Plus Premium.
So it has to be premium. You can't go with extra.
Nope, it has to be premium.
So you have to be on the highest one that they offer, you know, to even do this.
I believe so, yeah. because you can't stream games on the other tiers. Yeah, you can't stream games on the other tiers. So there you go.
Jesus. Okay, cool, fine. Even more of a reason to not even bother with premium at that point.
Hold up. Just shout out to Young Savage with a $20 super chat. That's a lot of money, man. We appreciate that, especially in this economy, you know?
Thank you.
Thank you, man. That's awesome. Appreciate that.
That's the price of a Happy Meal.
That is. Man. Actually, that's the price of a matinee movie ticket for me. I'm not kidding. I wish I was, you know? Actually, that's almost the price. It's like $21 now. It's crazy. But yeah, no, thank you, man. It's fucking amazing. Seriously. All right, let's move on here. Chris, this is a story you've been waiting for all night. And I'm pretty sure Brett has been waiting for it as well. Because remember, we talked about how Nintendo wanted to patent, you know, summoning monsters and shit, and a U.S. court approved it. And like all the lawyers were like, yo, what the fuck are we doing? Well, the U.S. Patent Office is re-examining that because they're like, what? No.
Yeah, we called that out early because apparently there was no challenge to the patent. It was just granted.
It was just granted, yeah.
And a bunch, there was IP lawyers and patent lawyers going, that never happens. Never happens. So they got like huge favoritism in that decision. And luckily, what started this investigation was that in Japan, they tried to patent the same thing and they denied it. And they listed all these games that in the past have done the same mechanic. Right. And they never challenged. So they're like, this is invalid, which is great news, because then that comes back here. And now somebody had some brains and went, hey, this doesn't make any sense. So now I'll be reevaluated. I hope it gets dropped. And I that I it would be so funny, but also they deserve this chin check. I hope they lose that case. I hope they lose that case. I hope Pocket Pair comes out of it. And I want them to do like a patch after that fucking decision and put all that shit back in for everyone.
Yeah, absolutely.
That'd be great.
Yeah. Brett, what's your thoughts? I know you've been very angry about this, you know, for good reason. Mr. Murdoch, there you are.
So I'm sorry, I had to step away for a second.
Yeah.
Ask the question again.
No. What do you think of the U.S. Patent Office going, yo, we need to reexamine this. This is a stupid claim Nintendo's doing.
Okay. Because
remember, originally, they just granted it to them. So that's what happened. Originally, the U.S. Patent Office just granted it. Like, yeah, sure, Nintendo, you're good. You know, and then IP lawyers were like, this is insane. You can't do that. You know, but now finally, you know, some cool, you know, the boss of the patent office is like, we got to reexamine this shit. This is fishy.
I mean, great job, America. We're doing it. We're doing a great job at not doing a corruption. But Jesus Christ, like, just the fact it got waved through in the beginning is insane to me. And yeah, like, now it's a bit of a dick measuring contest, because if you're like, oh well, like, I mean, Japan's a great kind of wholesome country, so I can't be like being like more corrupt than Japan is a thing, but like I know there's been instances where I found statistics, I'm like, shit, are we more corrupt than China? Like, I think we've crossed a line here, holy fuck. So it's just good, but also, why do you got to wait for somebody else to do the right thing before you're like, oh, maybe I should also do the thing that I should have been doing? I'm not applauding you for circling around a second time to do the right thing.
Yeah. I don't think they did it just because of Japan. It's just like, I think they actually just paid attention. Like, wait a minute, what the fuck? You know, but
yeah.
But you are right. It's like, you let this go through unchallenged in the first place. And IP lawyers were like, yo, what the hell is this shit? You know? And it just took, because this happened in September, so it took them this long to finally realize, like, whoa, wait a minute, what?
Well, it set an insane precedent, so I wouldn't be surprised if independent IP lawyers were petitioning the patent and copyright guys to say, like, hey, you have to re-review this because the implications of this are staggering.
Yeah.
If Nintendo could get away with this.
I'm pretty sure the original person, like, ooh, oh, yeah, Nintendo, they're a good company. Sure, they can do what they want. Idiots. My son likes Nintendo. It can't be a bad company. But yeah, no, Chris, I'm with you. I'm like, I hope they get that chin check. You know, they've needed it.
All the bullshit, all the litigation. And I hope that lawyer in Japan was right who said that they probably won't recoup the losses from this case, this Pocket Pair case.
That's right, yeah.
This has been dragging on, and they've been filing patents and all sorts of shit. So if they lose this patents, that's what, they lost all that money. And if they lose this case, well, good. Stop suing people over frivolous bullshit and get your act together. Give people what they want instead of trying to knock down the other guy for giving people what they want.
Well, I guess, you know, if they lose the case, they could just get the $10 million from that one guy.
Oh, you know? Yeah, yeah. He's getting right on that. He's like, yeah, it'll only take me like 350 years
fuck.
To pay them back. He said, I'll never pay them back.
Yeah, like a fucking grandchildren will still be paying that shit back, you know? Nintendo, man. Bunch of gangsters. Oh, man. All right. And the last story of the night, kind of a follow-up, you know, because we've talked about how EA is now, you know, kind of, you know, it's not publicly traded anymore, but now the Saudis are going to own it, which is very troubling, to say the least. So EA came out. I'm just going to straight read this from Insider Gaming. Electronic Arts is trying to ease concerns for employees about what could happen to their games if the planned sale to a group that includes a Saudi Arabia public investment fund is finalized. In a new SEC filing first spotted by Steven Totilo of GameFile, EA has updated its employee FAQ to answer numerous questions surrounding their proposed sale. In a specific section regarding the culture at the company, EA says that its mission and values will, quote, remain unchanged, end quote. It adds that the company will, quote, maintain creative control and our track record of creative freedom and players' first value will remain intact, end quote. And then the last part, they say, we will continue to be guided by our cultural values of creativity. Horseshit. So they're basically just saying, like, okay, we're going to maintain our creative freedom. Yeah, how many times have we heard that when a company's bought, you know? How many times have we heard that? Remember when Blizzard said that shit? Look what happened to them, you know? Remember when Rare, like, it's happened so many times, you know? So, yeah, Chris, what's your take on this, man?
Oh, it's a bunch of fluff. They're gonna gut it the inside out. They put out these statements. I don't know who they're appeasing. You're private already, so you don't have to lie to investors. Or you don't have any. So who is this just for consumers? Like
for the employees, I mean, apparently.
Yeah, but you already told them that they better get with the program with AI and all this stuff, and that only means that you're gonna downsize eventually. You're gonna start restructuring and doing all this stuff. So this is all just fluff to keep people working, right? Up until the hammer drop. That's all it is. And it's I understand, like, well, the company has to do this because they can't have like just a mass exodus of people. But at the same time, it's like it's all this is just professional jargon and corp speak to put people at ease who know that they're on the chopping block.
Yeah, I agree. And just to make it clear, SNK, when they were bought by, you know, Saudi Arabia, they said, this will not affect our games. Look at Fatal Fury right now. Got fucking Ronaldo and a DJ, DJ Fettuccini, you know? So, so yeah, again, SNK said the same thing about the Saudis. So, yeah, they're going to do their thing, man. We'll see. Again, I'm curious to see what's going to happen with Mass Effect. You know what's going to happen with that. But yeah, I don't know, man. It's crazy times indeed. All right, man. What's up? Go ahead. What's your thoughts on this, man?
I have a quick theory.
Uh-oh.
The Saudis are taking the Mass Effect IP not to create a new Mass Effect game, but to name their new city, the Citadel.
The Citadel. Oh, man. What's the name of that? They're going to call it Riyadh or something. What's the name of that super city they got out there?
The Line?
Is it? Is that the one in the desert? The one they built?
Yeah. The one that's like, yeah, they're building in the desert where it's just going to be online. It's all going to be vertical.
Yeah, yeah.
For the most part, yeah.
So, yeah, you're going to see that in the next Mass Effect game, you know?
There you go.
That's crazy, man. But it is what it is. All right, man. Let's start wrapping things up here. Manny, do you have anything to plug?
Well, TMNT Journeys number 2 is already out, so it's on the street, so if you want to get it, I got it covered by Kari and myself. We have, I guess now we're just going to talk about Blood and Thunder. So Blood and Thunder is coming out. Number 7 is coming out real soon. Kari Randolph cover and myself. So that's what's going on in the streets.
Good stuff. Brett, plug your stuff, man. See if he comes. I'm always catching Brett off guard tonight. Hey, Brett, where you at? There he is.
I'm right here. Yeah.
I keep catching you off guard tonight. I told you, man, on your toes, motherfucker.
Yep. No, I didn't realize. I forgot the dog's bark. Okay. Anyway, I've got some prints still for sale over at my Instagram, Brett Murdoch Tattoo. We'll be going back to work here soon. So expect to see more shit there. Weirdly enough, like, I've just been kind of like hanging out and feral shit posting. I'm like, I've been getting a lot of traction with that. So I'm just like, all right, whatever. Like, I'm just fucking 3 unhinged raccoons in a trench coat with a crowbar. Let's fucking do this thing. So, like, now I guess I'm just posting, you know, shit posting and then sometimes also art and tattoos. So there you go. You're welcome.
Yeah. Good stuff. And of course, Rich was coming up on the Coalition this weekend.
Oh, yeah. So first and foremost, a shout out to Mr. Adam Vale, who was possibly in the TV terminal right now. He has been covering a few shows, so I would encourage you to check out his YouTube channel as well as the website. As for the Coalition, we've been pretty busy. First and foremost, on the entertainment side, the show that myself, Gary, and Dana have been covering, Power, it actually returns tonight at 12, yeah, midnight, and our review will be posting at 1 a.m. So definitely check out the website, check out the YouTube channel if you are a Power fan. Yeah, pretty good episode so far. We've also been covering Raising Kanan because myself and Dana did a couple of videos, Raising Kanan and Snowfall. So, yes, if you are into those shows, definitely check out our YouTube channel. And
did Rich cut out?
On the gaming side.
Rich, you cut out.
There's a couple of different things.
Can you repeat the last 10 seconds you cut out?
Uh-oh, I didn't know. Sorry about that. Uh-oh, internet.
I heard something about Dana and then it cut off there.
Yeah, Dana and I have been covering a few shows. We did a quick little video for Raising Kanan, as well as Snowfall. So if you are into those shows, check out the website, check out the YouTube channel. And lastly, on the gaming side, yeah, there's a couple of different things that I'm working on that I will be able to talk about next week. So stay tuned to the Coalition Gaming as well as the website. You'll start seeing a lot of stuff getting posted up there very soon.
All right, good stuff. And again, I want to give a shout out to Young Savage for the with the Tony Dollars. You got to understand, this is baller shit. My man didn't say anything. He just walks in, puts the $20 down, and dips. That's baller. I respect that, man. Good stuff.
Thanks a lot, man.
Awesome. All right, man. It's all wrapping up here, so make sure you follow Throwdown on Twitch and Twitter. Subscribe on YouTube. Hit the like button if you enjoyed this podcast. It helps out. Leave some comments, too. I've been trying to do better, you know, trying to reply to some, so keep it up. It helps. Join the Discord. And again, shout out to all the new people who have been joining our Discord lately. You know, we like having you guys there. It adds to all the awesome people we already have in that group, you know. And obviously, shout out to everybody that's already there posting all that awesome stuff. And obviously, you can find us on your favorite podcast app, whatever it is. Might be Spotify, Apple, you know. What are the podcast apps right now? Those are the main ones. Like Amazon has one, you know, which is interesting to me. But Apple's still the big one. So we're there, obviously. So go check us out, man. We're on the internet. Throwdown Show, two words, Throwdown Show. Links to everything down below. Once again, our show is Tony Polanco. And tonight, I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
See you next time.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
Peace out.
Brett Murdoch.
Take it easy, everybody.
Richard Bailey Jr.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
And Brian Manjoma.
Do you want to feel old? Guess what? The PS5 released 5 years ago.
Fuck. I saw this
you
one.
You didn't get a chance to say no.
I saw this one tweet, and it's so perfect. The tweet was, 2020 was 15 years ago. I'm like, yeah, it really does feel like it was 15 years ago. Fuck.
Yeah.
All right, guys, we'll see you on Sunday, man. Start getting them questions in later.
Deuces.
Later.